You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Josh was in the studio a few minutes ago. He was talking about how the referees stole the game from the Eagles. Okay, so, you know, maybe.
I don't know.
We'll talk about all the peripheral stuff with the game, but there actually was a game. And, you know, it was well played. The two teams really battled it out, and you want the referees to be invisible, okay? And with a minute 48 to go, one of them pulls the little hanky out and throws it on the field, and it was... If you're a Chiefs fan, you're saying, well, it was definitely a penalty. And if you're an Eagles fan, you're saying, there's no way that was a penalty. I'm in the middle. I didn't care which team won, so I don't have a dog in this fight.
Mm-hmm.
And from my perspective, there's no way they should have thrown that flag. Not at that point, for that kind of a move that did not significantly impact the play. And it pretty much just...
The Chiefs
were going to get a field goal anyway. It just would have given the Eagles like a minute and a half to do something about it. So anyway,
I'll be honest with you. At that point in the game, I was falling asleep in my chair and I was just kind of checking out. I was like, I know how this is going to end. And my main concern was getting everybody out of the house because
just get out.
It was time because we had the party at our house and I was like, we're done here and now it's time to move on. And there was at one point last night when I started shutting the lights off. Because it was like, you know what? We have work and school tomorrow. So, Nicole, tell your mom she has to leave. I was towards the end there. I was basically checked out. By the two big takeaways for me right now, super excited to see that Team Fluff won the Puppy Bowl yesterday. Way to go, Team Fluff. And then it looks like I won about $45,000 because I guessed that the Gatorade color was going to be purple in the little pool that I was in. And I think I got to do the math, but about $45,000 for that. So that's super exciting for anyone that was interested. It was purple.
Purple.
And then the other big takeaway this morning, I can't get enough of these videos, and everyone's all talking about how horrible the grass was for the Super Bowl field and everything, but there's multiple stories out this morning talking about it costs about $800,000 to install and maintain the grass for the Super Bowl. And the videos this morning, I've never actually seen this in action, where they take the field and it slides out underneath the stadium, Dom, out into the sun so it can grow. It like slides out outside, and then when they're done in the Arizona heat, they zip it back in. It's the coolest thing ever. I've never seen anything like that. I had no idea that's how they do
it. Well, you would think for all of that technology and the fact that they paid almost $1 million to grow that grass that it would have done a better job because the players were falling down the whole game.
The whole night. And I saw like chunks of grass falling out and
they
the field
could not
looked
stay
horrible.
On their feet. So
it looked horrible.
You know, that's the takeaway, you know, when it comes to the game itself, that referee's call, the fact that the grass was so slippery. Of course, both teams had to play on the grass. Can you get Josh to answer that call, by the way?
Yeah.
They both had to play on the grass. I don't know.
But anyway, 2 years prepping the grass, and they say it was installed 2 weeks ago. The total cost, $800,000 just for the grass for the big game. That's insane to me. Absolutely insane. My most favorite commercial... probably the one where they were on hold, the hold music, Miles Teller, that Dreamboat was in the commercial with his wife and they were dancing to the hold music. That was one of my favorites. And then the Tubi commercial that got every dad in America where it looked like somebody was changing the station and going to the menu on the TV. Even my dad was like, somebody's sitting on the remote. Who's on the remote?
We've heard from a lot of our listeners who said that they got them.
It got them. Yeah, man.
Everyone's looking for the remote, which is pretty funny. Sarah sent us a text earlier and said she watched all 5.5 hours of the pregame show.
Ooh, that is intense.
That is a commitment right there because the game itself from kickoff to end was, what, about 4 hours?
Yeah.
So Sarah roughly put in 9.5 hours watching
You know, we had it on throughout the morning. It was funny because it was like all hands on deck to clean the house, mop the floors, vacuum and sweep, and gloss the countertops because we had everybody coming over. And by the time everybody left last night, the house is trashed.
Mm-hmm.
The floors are sticky. There's crumbs everywhere. Like, I'm dreading going home today because I know that's what my afternoon is going to be. It's just cleaning house again. It sucks, man. Did you guys have anybody over? It was just you three, right?
Just the three.
Just three? Yeah.
The four. Count Niles, the weirdo.
Oh,
we
sure.
Hung out.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah, it was. You know, snack-wise, I think I sent you a text. I'm not much of a pretzel guy. I'm ambivalent with pretzels. Take them, leave them. I don't ever go out of my way to get a pretzel. But Gretch came home with some of those chocolate-covered pretzels from Trader Joe's.
You tore into those, didn't you?
I don't know what it is about them. I just there's something evil about them.
Yeah.
So that's my snack tip for everybody.
Yum.
The chocolate covered Trader Joe's pretzels out of this world. What else do we need to cover from
I'm looking through my
game?
Notes. Movies, a lot of movies coming out. I'm super excited about the Flash.
What'd you think of the new Indiana Jones.
Indiana
trailer.
Jones looks fine. Yeah, it's not at the top of my list. The Flash is at the top of my list because they're bringing Batman back. Michael Keaton from 1989, the original 89 Batman. He's coming back. I'm excited about that. Creed 3 looks good. Guardians of the Galaxy looks good. Yeah, those are fun. I don't mind those. The other ad that kind of had me laughing a little bit is the one where they were talking about being a rock star in the office. And, you know,
right.
you're a rock star. And they brought in all these ancient rock stars to kind of put the kibosh on that.
Actually.
And we were wondering how many takes it took for Ozzy Osbourne to get his lines right, you know. Like, how many times did they have to shoot that guy?
Bless his heart.
Bless his heart. Yeah.
That was pretty funny. And I saw that. At first, I wondered if it was a joke, but I guess it's a real movie. Another Ben Affleck, Matt Damon movie.
Yes.
This one about Michael Jordan's, you know, sneakers, his
Air
Jordans.
We were talking about that because my son is super into basketball right now, and we're like, oh, my God, we should take him to see this movie. And then at the very end, it's like rated R for mature audiences. And we're like, oh, I don't think we can take an 11-year-old.
Take him and cover his eyes during those one scene.
During the naughty scenes.
During the naughty scene, just cover it. It might just be language.
Yeah,
who knows?
Right.
Anything else? Dak Prescott won the Walter Payton Man of the Year award. He got booed. That's really classy. The guy wins the Walter Payton Man of the Year and the crowd booed him.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Uplifting, DeMar Hamlin from the Buffalo Bills was there, and the medical professionals who saved his life, and they all got a standing ovation. And
that's solid.
I gotta say, that
well
was
deserved.
Halftime show. There's nothing we need to say about it because that's all people were talking about for hours last night. Was
the big
the
debate
halftime show
if she was actually pregnant or not was the big debate.
And she was.
She
announced, yeah, she was pregnant. She's pregnant again. So good for her. Congratulations. I thought the halftime show was.
She was all about the backup dancers.
Yeah, she's remarkably talented, but it was, it was subdued. You know, it's all the emphasis was on the dancers.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. And, man, I have the biggest man crush on Chris Stapleton. He did such a good job. He was so good.
Soulful national anthem,
soulful.
Man. Soulful.
Our little party was, it was fun, too, because Knick Knack's mom put together these envelopes where everybody, you know, like, had to write their name on the envelope, and then they draw numbers and put the numbers on the envelope. So it's like at the end of every quarter, she brought over this basket just full of random crap from her house. So, you know, whoever had the score there at the end of the quarter got to go over to the basket and pick some stuff out of it. So I got, like, hand soap and a jar of 505 green chili or something stupid, you know. And
that's
then at the very end, she had like a special prize for the end, and I got it, and then my little daughter got it, who's 7, and they were scratch tickets.
Okay.
And little Lila looks so underwhelmed. She's like, what do I do with these? But she scratched them and won $20 off
no,
these
she
scratch.
Did
she
not.
Won $20, and I was like, good luck cashing that.
Well, you know what? You can go do it for her, and you charge a little fee.
Yeah, I'll charge $19 fee.
Dad's taking a cut of this.
That's right, dad tax.
Diane, what were you doing during the game yesterday?
I had a whole house full of people to watch the game, and I had all the kids in the basement, and I took care of the kids.
Oh, so you were like the designated babysitter.
Well, I bring that on myself. I love it, and I have more fun with the kids. Probably I'd like to watch the game, but I would rather them have a good time, and I have a great time with the kids.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Do they tip you or anything for that? I mean, really?
Nope.
No?
No.
No.
No, I love it.
I know.
What kind of things? What were you doing with them? What kind of things? What kind of activities?
Oh, gosh. We played Legos. We played hide-and-go-seek.
Was there any duck-duck-goose going on? Do I hear a duck-duck-goose?
No, we did not play duck-duck-goose.
Lame. But see, all that is great. But really, if they come up and they're drinking beer, watching the game, getting rowdy, and you spend, 4 hours watching their kids, they got to give you, a gift card to something. I mean, something.
Well, these are my grandkids. So.
I know. Oh, I understand.
She loves it.
Still.
Leave her alone. She loves it. They play hide-and-seek.
You guys are misunderstanding me. It's wonderful that she did it. I think it's terrific. But I think, speaking of the parents, her kids, you got to give her a little something for doing that. Am I wrong?
It's grandma. She's just hanging with the grandkids.
So we can take advantage of grandma.
Absolutely.
Because she's family.
You know what I would do? I'd be like, all right, kids, we're going to play hide and seek. Everybody go hide. And then I would go back upstairs.
Yeah, and be very quiet.
And leave them hiding.
Hey, Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you.
So what did you do during the game?
Well, it was my son's 11th birthday, and we headed up to Evergreen and did some pond hockey with his hockey team.
Oh, there you go. That's a good
time.
So
the whole team did something? They scheduled something during the Super Bowl?
They did.
Huh.
We're a hockey team, so we're not huge football fans.
Yeah, they're like, let's go play some hockey.
You know, speaking of scheduling, we had a thing, I don't know, it was 3, 4, 5 years ago, I can't remember now, but somebody, they had booked their wedding for a Sunday in February, and they had booked it like the previous June or July, so nobody thought about Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And by the time it finally dawned on them what they were up against, it was too late to change. They still had to do their wedding opposite the Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So then
we
it's
also
not
ate
just
at Bojo's, too. Have you guys
How
eaten
was
there?
That?
I ate at Bojo's like two weekends
mountain
ago.
Mountain pie, Emily. It's the mountain
so
pie.
So good. So much crust. So much crust.
Is it OC'd?
Almost. It's teetering on OC.
Emily, thank you for the call. Hold on 1 second. We've got Sarah and Ben. Let's see what Sarah says. Sarah, what'd you do?
I was flying home from visiting my parents in Ohio, and the flight was only 1/3 full. It was awesome. They even said on the announcement that we could pretty much all have our own row.
That's great.
Oh, wow.
Just laying across all the seats.
Every airline is like that.
Yeah, I don't know. This was, I think, my first time flying during the Super Bowl, but I would do it again.
What a great time to fly. I didn't even think about that.
That's really good to know.
All right. Well done.
How was Ohio, by the way?
It was a good visit. It was short and sweet, just there to see my family. So it served the purpose. And actually, we had great weather, which is unusual, but it was there. So I'll take it.
Well, we're glad you had a good time. Thanks for calling us. Have a fun day, okay?
Thanks, guys.
See
Bye.
You later.
Appreciate you. Jacqueline and then Ben, and then we'll put the wraps on it. Jacqueline, what'd you do?
I helped my kids make their Valentine's boxes.
Hey, it is that time.
It is that time.
I was just cleaning our office because we were having people coming over, and there's two empty cereal boxes in there, and I was going to throw them in the trash, and my wife was like, whoa, 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 no, those are for Valentine's Day boxes. It's like, I had no idea.
Better be careful. Yeah, yeah. We had a Pac-Man box and a Dino chicken nugget box and a...
That's a good box.
It is a giant dinosaur-shaped chicken nugget. That's what he wanted.
Oh,
and then my daughter wanted a strawberry cheesecake with one slice cut out, and that slice is to hold only her Valentine's from her best friend.
Your Valentine boxes are intense.
They're very involved. We
those are very detailed. I'm just like throwing my kids some crayons and some construction paper and say, glue this on these boxes.
That's great. Jacqueline, thank you for the call. We'll let Ben bring it home, but quickly I'm going to throw this in. Alyssa texted us, said she went shopping, went to King Supers, Target, TJ Maxx, and Old Navy. All the stores were empty. All the employees were watching the game on their phone, so they weren't paying attention to me, which I prefer. It was fantastic.
Hells yes.
She's got the stores to herself. Ben, what did you do instead of watching the game?
So I'm a huge football fan. I've looked forward to the Super Bowl forever. So, of course, missing the game was kind of a tragedy. But I actually got to reconnect with my ex-wife. We're going through a divorce and everything, and some things lined up in the universe, and we just decided to talk to each other, and it was the most amazing time of my life, and I honestly don't regret missing the Super Bowl.
Whoa,
that's
buddy.
Fantastic.
That's huge.
Yeah,
good for you guys.
I'm a huge football fan since I was six.
I know, but now hold on a second. Go backwards. So, have you already divorced?
Well, technically, you know, our separation and our divorce was super quick and really fast and everything. And so, yes and no. The marriage that we had wasn't like an official marriage, but we were together for 10 years per se. But yes and no. So that's
are you guys gonna get back together?
You never know. I'm, you know, nothing too pushy, but hopefully, you know, if the universe aligns that way and, you know.
Ben.
Did you guys make out?
You want to get back together,
don't
you?
Not.
You didn't make out.
Of course. She's the love of my life. Why wouldn't I want to get back together?
So you want to make out?
Oh, definitely.
But I want to talk to her now, and I want to see if she won't, you know, if the ice can't melt a little bit.
What do we got to do to get you two back together full time?
I want you two to work out.
She is one of the most the best teacher here in Denver, so she knows she's a busy one during the day.
Okay, well, what do we got to do to make it work out so you two reconnect for good?
Hey, whatever you guys can do, I'm open to anything. But
after yesterday? I mean, did you set up a plan to see her again?
You know, we planned to be, you know, to take it slower and to be friends again. You know, nothing. Let's not push anything. Let's not, you know, jump into anything.
Just take it slow.
I don't care what you
say. I feel like a kid again.
Dude, got butterflies. You guys are going to be back together. I feel it.
I hope so, brother.
I feel it.
Don't screw it up,
Ben. I'm sending you the vibes, Ben.
No, and it's all thank you. I feel them. But it's up to me, honestly. You know, I'm the one that has to make the biggest role. But, yeah.
All right. Well,
all right, buddy. Good luck.
Get your crap together and make this work out, Ben, okay?
I got it.
All right, my friend.
All right, man. Thanks for calling
the show, okay?
Thanks.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
Look at that.
I want those crazy kids to work out.
Me too.
Man. I just do.
I want them back together immediately.
I'm going to end up with like the Eagles coach during the national anthem with a tear coming down my face right now.
I hope he reaches back out in a couple weeks and lets us know.
I want an update.
I got to know.
Josh, tell Ben I need an update.